Hello and welcome. We are your angelic guides, and it is a pleasure and an honor to connect with you at this time. Today, we would like to focus your attention upon the topic of manifestation. Certainly, many of you have dreams and desires that you want to create in your reality, and some may feel as though they have been coming for quite some time, and there are others that have already manifested within your reality. So we want to first begin to lay down the premise to share with you our perspective of how anything in your reality manifests physically, so that once you may understand the concept, you can then apply it in a much more appropriate way. As we oftentimes see, humans tend to want to manifest or tend to try to manifest the things that they desire backwards. Oftentimes we see, we use the analogy that it would be similar to someone waking up in the morning and deciding that today they're going to try really, really hard to have a reflection in the mirror. And of course, you know that you don't ever have to try, and that that's just simply part of the laws of your physics, part of the laws of reflection, in the sense that all you have to do is stand there and you will be reflected back in that mirror image. And so once we allow, or once we share or provide our perspective with you in regards to how anything manifests physically, our hope is that you better understand the process and can apply it in a much more appropriate and effective way so that you can create your dreams and your realities and become one with them. Now, we will begin by saying that everything that you are desiring, everything that you have set your sights upon, anything that you want, no matter how big or small it may appear or seem, anything that you want already exists. Now, some prefer the analogy of parallel realities, but quite frankly, really what's taking place is that everything exists vibrationally. And the only difference or the only separation between these different parallel realities or the different experiences in these realities is the rate in which you're vibrating. You are vibrational beings. You pulse out and emit energy at any given time, regardless of whether you're trying to or not, whether you're conscious of it or not, you are emitting a vibrational signal, which is then getting sent out into the universe, and you are then getting an exact response of everything like that particular vibration. Now, you're switching in and out of all sorts of different vibrations regularly, which is why you have such a wide variety of experiences at your disposal. This is the fun of your reality, that there's such a wide variety, such opposition, such extremes in every experience that you can have. And that's what really made it so fun. That's why many of you very willingly and eagerly wanted to experience this reality, because you knew from these opposites, from these experiences that have such a wide range, you would have a better ability to further distinguish what you do want and what you don't want. So all of you have, of course, experienced many different circumstances. Not all of you want the same things. Not all of you want to create the same exact dream house. Not all of you want to live in the same location. And that's what's so fun. That's the beauty of it, that all of you are wanting different things that essentially gets bounced off of one another. So it's really that variety that provides the fun of the extremes that you can have. But it doesn't mean that you need to stay in those negative experiences or those bad feeling emotions or feelings for any length of time other than the moment that it caused you to fully understand that that was not something that felt good. You did not like it and you don't want to recreate it. But oftentimes humans get stuck in the things that they don't like. And the reason why that oftentimes happens is because each of you are essentially reacting, responding, continually observing and experiencing your physical reality and the manifestations in it. And when you do that, that holds your focus and essentially is what determines your transmission of energy, your rate of frequency or vibration. So when you hold your steady focus, even though it's on something that you wish to change and you are intending that it is different, your focus is still very strongly pointed towards what you don't want. And this is oftentimes the case with many different extreme experiences that get recreated over and over and over and over again in your lifetime, because the focus or the draw to focus is so magnetic and you are so fascinated by the manifestations around you in physical form that it holds your attention far more than the visions that you perceive in your mind as being not real. But the universe isn't able to decipher what you are physically witnessing around you and what you are manifesting in your imagination or your vision. That essentially there is no distinguishable or discernible difference. So what you're seeing and what you're projecting at any given moment essentially is determining what you're vibrating at, what you're pulsing out. Now, as we've said, everything already exists. It's not about learning how to make manifestations happen. They already are in existence because you wouldn't be able to conceive of them. You wouldn't be able to desire the manifestation if it didn't already exist. So you're translating that desire into a thought, into essentially wanting it to manifest in its fullest form, into a physical representation of that, a manifestation that everyone can see, not just you in your mind's eye. And you're living within a material world. We don't see there being anything wrong with manifesting a wealth of abundance in every facet of your life. You are divine creators and you came here to explore and to create your desires and your joys and to be able to decipher and to pick out and distinguish what you like and what you don't like, what your preferences are and what you don't prefer. And you have that ability through essentially your emotions, your feelings, your experiences, how you react to them, what you feel about any given circumstance or situation. You're always gauging how you feel about something. The key to becoming a more deliberate manifester, a more deliberate creator of your reality, rather than simply one that responds and reacts to the experiences that have already happened on default. And we say default because it's oftentimes an unconscious experience. You're not willingly and choosing to recreate negative experiences for yourself for the most part. You're simply focused on it so intently that that's essentially what is going to get reflected back to you in every case, because what you pulse out is what you get back. We oftentimes say to stand in front of a mirror and to want to lose weight very, very badly, and then be so frustrated that the mirror is not showing you a thinner, leaner, more healthy you. So you take the mirror and you throw it out and you get a new one and you place it back in your bedroom and you stand there and you think, aha, now my reflection will be different. You get the same exact reflection because nothing has changed. You didn't change internally. The change needs to happen within, and only then can the reflection change. And this is really, really important that you begin to really consciously integrate this and understand this, because oftentimes we see so many of you try to essentially throw the mirror out and get a new one and become incredibly disappointed and discouraged, only to find the same exact reflection, the same exact circumstance, new people, different places, different location, but it's all the same. And this is why so many on your world recreate very similar circumstances and situations for themselves, because they are so involved, so focused on observing the experiences that have already manifested, that it then becomes the new manifestation, and it keeps getting recreated. Slightly different, but again, still very much the same. Same different kinds of situations, same different kinds of challenges, same different kinds of frustrations. And it's not anything to do with karma. It's not anything to do with another higher power making you do it so that you learn something. It is that you need to internally shift your habitual thoughts so that you can then recreate an entirely different experience. We can assure you that if you can retrain yourself to begin to visualize and think about and to feel what it feels like to have a completely different circumstance unfold, then that will be your new point of essentially the reflection coming back. You will essentially recreate at a completely different condition. And that's when change really starts to catapult. It really starts to ignite because you begin to learn how important your focus is, how important your thoughts really are, and how much of a role they really play in every experience that you're having. It's important to understand that you don't ever have control over the actions of anyone else, but you do have the ability to essentially shift how they respond to you and how they perceive you and how they react to you based upon your expectations, based upon your experience, based upon your intentions in any given situation, which in a sense does recreate a completely different experience. This is why you can have the same child and one child is incredible and the child is incredibly rambunctious and running around and not listening and not behaving whatsoever with one parent or one caretaker. And that same child acts completely different with another caretaker or with another person, because it's not that you are changing their behavior against their free will. You have shifted the reality in the sense that they now respond, react, and experience a completely different vibration, and only like attracts like. It's really important to understand that you cannot experience what you don't resonate with. And this is essentially, it's the beauty, but it's also the challenge of your reality, that anytime you have a particular focus or a particular vibration, that is essentially your coming attraction, your preview of what's coming next, because that essentially is what's on its way, because that's what you're pulsing out. But when you begin to deliberately choose your focus instead of having it become something that goes on autopilot or default based on the different things you're witnessing throughout your day, and you begin to take a step back and decide that you now want to take your power back as a deliberate creator and that you don't have to feel any particular way no matter what is going on around you, no matter what experience is taking place, no matter whether someone would see it as being really great or really bad, it doesn't matter. You don't have to feel any way that you don't choose. You don't have to think anything that you don't want to think about. You don't have to choose an emotion or feel an emotion or experience a negative emotion any longer than you will allow yourself to. So it's about taking back that power in that now moment and doing it more regularly so that you don't allow the things that have already been created that are now simply a delayed manifestation. It's a delayed response of what you were thinking and what you were feeling, and now it is manifested in physical form. The physical reality is the slower of the three vibrations. Essentially, you have the spiritual or the energetic, then you have the emotional, and then you have the physical manifestation of it. The spiritual and the emotional vibrations are instant. You can shift that instantly. You can change your focus and your thought, your energy and your vibration, your emotions instantly. That can be changed instantly with your focus, with your determined focus to change your thoughts and direct them into a more enjoyable focus or a more fearful focus. That's entirely up to you. That's the beauty of it. You get to always pick. You get to always choose. It's always a fresh new start. There's never anything that's going to demand or make you have a particular thought or make you have a particular feeling. You can choose anything that you want. And that's when you begin to take your deliberate creator being, that power, back into the now moment, because you no longer allow your life to be on autopilot and you no longer allow your experiences and your responses to those experiences to become on more of a default rather than something you deliberately choose. This is something that you may not, essentially, you can look around and there are certainly things that are working very, very well in your life and you can certainly find the appreciation for them and be grateful that you have that working in your life, that there is always something that is working really well And you can expand that, and you can expand that feeling, and you can essentially allow that to snowball, essentially like a very tiny snowball at the top of a mountain, and you push it. Well, it's going to continue to pull more snow to it. It's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. It's going to roll faster and faster and faster. And that's where your deliberate creation actually begins. That's where it exists, is when you take that moment right now, right here. It doesn't matter what happened up until this point. It makes no difference. It doesn't have any bearing on what you're creating going forward. The only thing that determines what you're going to be creating going forward is what you're focused on right now, what you're vibrating right now, what you're feeling right now, the emotions you're choosing. Given different thoughts, you will have different emotions that go with them. Find the thoughts that feel best. Find the emotions that you prefer to feel. What would it feel like to feel that right now? You can do that right now. And this is what we were speaking about when we talked about instantaneous manifestation. All of you want instantaneous manifestation. But the thing is that all of you can have instantaneous manifestation. You can instantly manifest the feeling of having it right now. And that's why any of you want any of this. That's why all of you want good things to happen and don't want bad things to happen, because you want to move away from the things that don't feel good and you want to move towards the things that do. Always, no matter what, in every given circumstance, that's what all of you are doing. Even if it appears as though you're moving towards something that seems to be more challenging, it's because you think that the other alternative is even more painful, even more challenging, and that's why you move away from it. So when you can use this to your advantage is when you understand this concept that nothing, we mean this very literally, nothing matters. Nothing matters. It doesn't matter what's already been created. Yes, it can seem insurmountable, and yes, it can feel really challenging, and yes, you may not like what's already manifested, but don't go ahead and recreate it all over again so that now you have to live it all over again by choosing to focus on it so innately because you despise or you hate the feeling of it, and so by you focusing so intently on how much you hate it, you only recreate it more. Take this moment to take a step back and now use this as a new launching off period, a new springboard to launch yourself into a much better place, a much better world, a much better vibration. You can do that right now. Right now. It has nothing to do with what's already been created. And to get so glued to what has already been manifested and feel as though, well, that's what happened before, so that's what's going to happen again. Well, of course, that's what's going to manifest again. That's your expectation. That is your assumption of what you are going to anticipate being recreated. But we're here to tell you that you can anticipate anything. That's what's so fun. You can actually anticipate and expect and experience anything you want, anything. And when you can get behind that, and oftentimes it takes the little things to start showing up in your life first before you really start to build that confidence, build that security that you really are doing it, your thoughts really are creating it, that you really are manifesting things that you're desiring. And the key is to not berate yourself when you see something that manifests that you don't like. That's okay. That's okay. None of you would look at a baby that's 9 months old, that's just learning to walk, and it goes to stand up, and it's balancing perfectly, and it goes to take its first few steps, and it falls down, and none of you would say, well, oh, well, that baby's never going to walk. Of course not. You know that that's part of the process, that it's going to take some time. They're going to fall down and they're going to get back up. And each time they fall down, they learn something more. They have a little bit more strength. They have a little bit more dexterity. They have a little bit more balance. They are developing the balance and the muscle tone necessary to move about and to walk. They consciously understand how to do it. They witness it. They watch others do it. They understand it well before their body is capable of doing it. And this is what we want you to know. This is a very similar analogy, a very similar stage to your manifestation. It is essentially you regaining, redeveloping a lethargic atrophied muscle that hasn't been used in a while, and now you can begin to use it. And of course, there are going to be times where you fall back down. That's okay. Don't spend any more time down there than you need to, berating yourself about being down there. It's okay. Dust yourself off, and you know how to get back up again, because now you're learning how to climb that ladder faster. And now you don't have to take the 30 steps. You can start skipping ladder steps, and you can get there faster because you've already started to build that path. It started to get there stronger. You've forged that pathway. And so it is already something that you are now habitually training yourself to think differently, to go to a different place. When this doesn't feel good and I feel really fearful and I get worried about what's coming because I think there might be some problems that I have to worry and concern myself with, we can assure you all the worrying in the world is never going to solve it. It's never going to fix your problem. It can't. It cannot. It is a physical impossibility. You worrying about it is only going to recreate more momentum towards that concern and towards the creation of what you're worried will manifest. Whether you choose to worry or whether you choose to expect miracles to manifest, it's where you're placing your intention and your expectation and your focus in what you're going to be manifesting going forward. Either way, you have essentially no proof that one or the other is going to actually manifest. Yes, that may be something that has already manifested and it's likely that it could manifest again, but it's also just as likely that something very different could manifest this time. You have no proof that any of it is going to manifest, so why put more energy into the things you're fearful of, the things that would concern you most, the things that you would dislike the most, and put all of your energy into focusing on it and worrying about it until it got bigger and bigger and bigger, until you have such a knot in the middle of your stomach you just don't know what to do or where to turn because it feels as though it's already happened. You can do that with the positive too. Just like you can spiral down really quickly, you can spiral up. You can spiral up just as quickly. Find a thought that feels really good and use it. Hold it. It can be something as simple as watching a baby laugh uncontrollably, just giggling at something that wouldn't be amusing to most adults at all. But that simplicity of their joy is something that's just so catching. It's so contagious that you just want to watch more. Find things like that that just instantly hit the pause button on your focus. Hit the pause button whether you want to go take a walk around a lake or go walk down by the beach or listen to the sound of rain or to take a nap or to go and pet your dog or take a run or whatever that may be that's going to help you pause so that you don't keep making the momentum bigger and bigger and bigger of what you don't want. That's what we would suggest that you do. Hit the pause button and go do something else. And that brings us to another aspect of manifestation that there really is quite a bit of confusion around. Well, this is a question we get very often. How much of it is action oriented and how much of it is created through my thought? We would say 99% of it is created through your thought, and only just 1% is created through your action. And this is the exact opposite of pretty much what every single one of you have been taught. And this is why we say, and we see so many of you working so hard. It's like we're watching you on a hamster wheel, and you are trying so hard, getting faster and faster, and doing everything you can to just push yourselves far beyond your limits, and it's not going anywhere. You're not getting the manifestations. You're not getting the results that you're wanting. And this is what's so frustrating to you. This is what is so discouraging to you. You are trying so hard and yet it's not happening, that you feel as though you couldn't possibly try any harder. If you have to try this hard to get nothing, you're going to have to try so much harder to get something that you really want. And you couldn't be more further from the truth. If you can find ways to get yourself into a vibration of what we like to call a vibration of creation, when anytime you have a desire, you're in a particular rate of vibration. We like to call it the vibration of creation. When you have a desire and you essentially send that out into the universe and it ignites, it explodes into the universe and is then instantly created through, you could call it another parallel reality, but it all is essentially vibrationally right here. That when you do that, it was necessary that you were in a high vibration, that you were emitting a high vibration in order to get the thought in the first place. That's what's needed to create the rest of the manifestation, to hold that for as long as you can, to match that speed. It would be very similar to having two speeding trains that are going side by side. One's going 50 miles an hour, one's going 100 miles an hour. If you try to jump from that 50 mile an hour train onto the 100 mile an hour train, you're going to fly right off. It's the same with vibration. You need to match the speed. And if you match the speed and both of the trains are going 100 miles an hour, then you can just hop from one to the other. Nice and easy, nice and simple, just that easy. It's not to say that you don't need to do any action. But to jump from the train when it's going only 50 miles an hour and try to jump onto the 100 mile an hour train, you can jump 1,000 times and you're not going to get it. You're not going to get it right. But you can speed yourself up through your vibration, through your thoughts, through your emotions, through your feelings, and get that speeding train up to match your desire. And when you do, you hop right on. It flows right in. It's so easy. It's just, it all flows in. And you've seen this in different aspects of your life. There are different aspects that are much easier for some people to create than others. That is incredibly easy. Sometimes it's health. Health is incredibly easy for some to manifest and incredibly difficult for others. Abundance is another big topic that is very easy for some to manifest and very difficult for others. Love, relationships, finding a loved one that you can essentially share your life with is difficult for some and very easy for others. There's always aspects of your life that you find to be extremely easy because there's very little resistance. There's really no expectation that anything's going to go wrong. So you really don't have anything that's going to push against it to create anything going wrong. So you just hop from one train to the next. It's just that simple. But oftentimes what we see is that you will essentially want a desire to manifest so badly that the only thing you can focus on is that it's not here. And the only thing you're going to get back is that more of it is not here. That's the only thing that can come back. It's the same thing as throwing out the mirror and expecting a new reflection. You're not going to get a new reflection. You didn't change. You didn't change your expectations. You didn't change internally. You didn't change your habitual thoughts. Those habits of thought, when you instantly feel like your response should be to worry because you don't know what's coming, just need to be retweaked, retuned, rechanged, rearranged into a habit of expecting the best. Well, I don't have the answers one way or another, so I'm going to expect that everything's going to work out. Now, it's important that you understand that simply saying, well, the sky's always been blue, but I'm going to decide that it's purple from now on, and then look up and it's still blue. That's because you didn't change your belief. You didn't change the expectation. You just decided that you wanted it to be different. You wished for it. You hoped for it, but you didn't do anything to change that expectation. And this is why we oftentimes say the universe does not respond to wishes and it doesn't respond to hopes. A hope is essentially a desire or a wish for something different while still acknowledging that you have something you don't have. That's what a hope is. But when you change your expectations and you train yourself to expect things different, to manifest in a different way, because that's what you desire and because you are a deliberate creator, and why would you spend any effort deliberately creating anything but the best, that there's nothing that you physically can't manifest or have or be or create or do, no matter how big you think it is, it doesn't matter. There are some on your world that are creating so much abundance for themselves, so much well-being for themselves, it would blow most of your minds as to how that could possibly be imaginable. But it's oftentimes progress. It's oftentimes through a journey. It's not something, unless they were born into it or unless they have others around them that they can emulate, it's something that is part of the journey to experience the shift in perspective, the shift in expectation, the shift in what you have always done and what you've always seen others do, and how you now want to respond, how you now want to shift your focus. There are sometimes overall topics that are just particularly filled and riddled with resistance for you. So we would suggest that you do one of two things. You either find a way to feel as though you already have what you're wanting in a way that is pleasing or appeasing to you, that you find a new way of looking at it, that you no longer have to concern yourself with how it came or when it came. If you already have it, it doesn't matter. So when you can put yourself there, feeling like you already have it, then there's no longer that vibratory rate getting emitted that you want it. You don't want it. It's already here. You're just appreciative that it's here. You don't feel the yearning for something you already have. You can feel appreciative. You can feel grateful. You can feel excited. You can feel blessed, but you certainly don't feel that yearning and that desire and that wanting and that anticipation because it's already here. So this is what we're saying. Play with this. Play with this a little bit more and move your thoughts away from what you're not wanting. Don't give it that attention. Don't give it that focus because all you're doing is recreating it. You're just creating more of it. Now, we can assure you that if you can get yourself into alignment with the vibration of creation, the vibration that was necessary to translate the desire into a thought in the first place, if you can get yourself there and match it, then it has to come. It will manifest. And now there is no, well, if it does and if it's not here yet, there's anticipation then and there's excitement, there's exhilaration. Now you know. It would be very similar to someone saying, hey, guess what? You just won the lottery. It'll be here in a month. Well, it didn't change anything that you have right now, but that expectation did. And now you're thinking about all the different ways you're going to spend this millions of dollars and what you're going to do with it and who you're going to give it to and how you're going to explore and where you're going to travel. And nothing has changed right now, but your anticipation and your expectation of it. And this is what we're saying. You can change your expectations and your anticipation and your exhilaration. You can change all of that right now and nothing has to change. But we can assure you and guarantee you that if you change your expectation and your anticipation, everything will change. It has to. You essentially have shifted and molded your inner reality, and the outer reality has to also shift to reflect that. The universe is neutral. It doesn't dish out good things to good people and bad things to bad people. It's not like that at all. Just like a mirror doesn't dish out thin, nice body reflections to people that it likes and disappointing, flabby ones to those that it doesn't like. It's just a reflection, and it can only bring to you what you are, what you've pulsed out. And so when you take that deliberate creation back by choosing your thoughts and your focus deliberately and choosing how you want to feel, without getting so bogged down by your day-to-day experiences that all you have to do is just keep redirecting yourself back into a more harmonious vibration that feels better throughout your day without getting so overwhelmed that you have to do it all day long and not slip up once. It's not like that at all. Again, it's the same analogy as the baby. It's okay if you trip. It's okay if you fall. You just know how to get back up faster, and you're going to fall less the more you do it and the more you practice getting to a place that feels good instead of holding your attention in the places that don't because you don't like it and you want to talk about how much you don't like it and you want others to know how much you don't like it. That's just going to recreate it again. That's all it's going to do. So talk about the things that you really do desire and what you really do want to create for yourself. And that's the key. That is the key to the universe. That is how you mold and you shape your reality into everything that you desire and everything that you want, everything that you are desiring and setting your goals ahead for. That all of it is possible. All of it exists right now. It's not about figuring out how to manifest it. It's about figuring out how to line up with it, catching up to speed with that speeding train. That's what you have to do. And when you do that, you'll be able to hop right in. And all of the things that you're wanting that are in that same frequency and that same resonance will also be able to flow right in. And you will be inspired to take the action that would be most appropriate, that would require the least amount of work and the least amount of winding roads and challenges in order to get you to exactly where you want to be. that there's still action necessary. You still have to physically hop from one train to the next, but it's really easy and it's really fun and it can be really enjoyable. And that's all that's needed. So yes, action is required and you do need to take action, but you don't need to take action only before you know how the whole path is going to unfold, because you're going to be waiting a really long time, because that's not generally how the universe works. You're going to have one step and that's really fun and you're going to take it. And then you're going to take the next one when that's ready. And the next one will be there when you're ready. Continually hopping, 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 hopping really easily in a really fun, enjoyable, eager way. That's how it's supposed to be. This is supposed to be really easy and this is supposed to be really fun. So with that, we hope that we have been of service to you today. We certainly hope that we have helped you in some way. And in love and light, we are your angelic guides.